Hello, I'm Sarah Weiss, and I teach the Enlightened Empath Training. Today, I'm going over a practice that helps empaths develop boundaries. I also write a monthly article for the Sedona Journal of Emergence. And in the 2020 February article, I referenced this practice. So I'm specifically making this recording for those people who read that article. I promised that I would give further instructions on how to do the acceptable and unacceptable practice. Of course, this recording is for anyone who's listening. Please enjoy it, and I hope the practice benefits you. So, coming from the perspective and my experience as an empath, I spent many, many, many years feeling like I didn't deserve to have a point of view, to have a preference, to have any needs whatsoever. It's very common for an empath to grow up feeling like this based on what often happens in childhood. When you are born an empath, which most of us are, and you have these super sensitivities, and I don't mean just being too sensitive like we're accused of being to our surroundings and being sensitive to feelings. I also mean that we have sensitivities that are super sensitivities, that we're telepathic and we can feel, sense, see, experience that which others cannot. We can expand our senses into the unseen realms and communicate with our sixth sense, which puts us in a position of knowing a lot more that's going on than is meeting the eye. It also puts us in a position of being overwhelmed with a tremendous amount of sensory input. And when that happens, we tend to shut down, dissociate, and we're unable to explain what we are experiencing, what we know and see. We get very confused and don't have the words to describe what is happening to us. And when we do find them, and we do try to say, well, you know, I saw this light being around Grandma Nancy, and someone says to you, well, you know, you must be imagining things, then we start shutting down and silencing ourselves because we're being silenced from the outside. So then what happens is we start losing trust in what we see and know, what we experience, and then coupled with our sense of merging with other people, of feeling other people as strongly as we feel ourselves, eventually we lose a sense of self and begin focusing on others' needs and desires more than our own. So then, once we start healing and claiming our empathic abilities and our respectability as an empath, we need to reclaim who we are and feel deserving of having specific needs and desires, even if they're based in realms that other people can't see or acknowledge. So if I need to be in a silent space because it's too hard on my nervous system and because I want to tune into the depth of my being and the subtle energies and beings that are cohabiting the space with me, how do I explain that in a way someone else would understand? How do I say, this is my need? And so, assuming that other people won't understand me, I silence myself and then I don't express what my needs are. I may be craving that depth of silence and peace and connection to the inner worlds. And then when I don't get it, I get frustrated. I get out of balance and uncentered. I'm still picking up what other people are feeling and sensing, and I end up in a discombobulated mess. So I intuitively sense this practice, which I started doing, and it really helped me learn how to feel, understand, and identify my needs. And after a lot of practice, it eventually helped me voice or speak up for my needs. So I call it the acceptable and unacceptable practice. And it's really simple to explain. There's not much to the practice, but it may be hard to do if you're an empath who is not used to standing up for what you need or desire. So the practice consists of identifying for yourself in any situation, in every situation, whether it is acceptable to you or unacceptable to you. Now, this is something that you silently determine for yourself. You don't have to say it out loud. Eventually, you may want to express it, but the primary practice is in the identification of whether it's acceptable or unacceptable for you. Now, what is the definition of acceptable and what's the definition of unacceptable? Acceptable is anything that makes your body feel calm, your mind feel quiet, your emotions feel balanced and even, and you actually feel healthy and whole and clear. And this is something that you feel on your in a physical consciousness, in a felt sense, or mentally you feel like, yeah, this agrees with my viewpoint. I really vibe with it. Or emotionally, it feels really positive and helpful and supportive. And it's the determination does not go by any external criteria. It's all how you feel and sense something. So there's no shoulds in it. There's no expectations. There's no societal norms. It's based on how you feel. So you could be having a perfectly normal conversation with someone, and as an empath, you start to feel a little heavy, a little darkness. You don't know what's going on, but you're starting to feel uncomfortable. At that point, you would say to yourself, this is unacceptable. And that's all you say to yourself. You say, this is unacceptable. It's just unacceptable for me to feel uncomfortable, heavy, and dark. And you identify that. Now, as an empath, you may be picking up feelings from other people about how they're feeling in the conversation. Maybe they're anxious, maybe they're uncomfortable, but you don't know that yet. But once you make the determination that it's uncomfortable or unacceptable, it gives you a chance to get some distance from the situation. Your energy pulls back to you and separates off from the person that you're having the conversation with. And so that's the first step in separating from that empathic merge and creating your first boundary. So the boundary is created when you acknowledge and identify what you find acceptable and what you find unacceptable. You really could substitute the words like and dislike, but those tend to get into the judgy realm, and we want to stay away from judgment. We just want to stay with, objectively, this feels unacceptable to me. I don't like how I'm feeling. It feels uncomfortable, feels dark, heavy. I feel overwhelmed, confused. All of that's unacceptable to me right now. And if I feel great, it feels coherent, it feels harmonious, feels positive, then it feels acceptable. Now, the point is, as an empath, you want to separate off and identify all your emotions and feelings. So this is the first step in getting to know your feelings, getting to know your needs, and also distancing yourself, putting distance between you and another person. Boundaries are really something that define you. And what defines you more than what you find acceptable or unacceptable? You're allowed to have that criteria for yourself. So we keep the practice very, very simple. Acceptable, unacceptable. In every situation that you're in a day. Every time you can remember to do this, just silently say to yourself, this is acceptable or it's not acceptable. It's amazing how hard it can be to allow yourself to say that something's unacceptable. But this is the first step in finding out what your needs, your preferences, your desires, and your feelings are. Now, there is nothing about this realm of needs, feelings, and desires that's really objective. So we're not trying to apply any objective criteria to it. It's just how you feel and what you want. Then the second stage of the practice is to apply the acceptable, unacceptable to your own thoughts and feelings. So you can be going through the day and you find yourself getting grumbly inside. And when you notice that, you can say, is this acceptable or unacceptable? Well, I really don't like how I feel when I get grumbly. So that falls under unacceptable to me. And when I determine that feeling grumbly inside without anything to do with the outside, I say, this is unacceptable. And once I name this feeling as unacceptable, it's amazing how all of a sudden I rise out of that grumbly place because I have some clarity, because I have some self-acknowledgement, some self-affirmation, some self-love that feels really good, and it starts to dissipate the grumbles. Another instance was when I walked into the pantry and I was going to reach for a cookie in the middle of the day. And I said, you know, this is unacceptable. I really don't want to be doing this. I don't need to do it. It's not a true need of mine. I'm going to label this as unacceptable. And I stopped in my tracks and I just walked out of the pantry and got a glass of water because I figured out I was actually thirsty and not hungry. So this practice is very simple, but when practiced over and over and over again, leads you to an incredible reconnection with who you are, your feeling of the feeling of being worthy of having a point of view, to having a need and a desire. And eventually, as you get comfortable with determining whether something is acceptable or unacceptable, it's interesting how you get comfortable expressing your needs to other people. Or if you're in an unacceptable situation, it's kind of amazing how you might start speaking up for yourself in a kind, neutral way. Not in a way that engages any antagonism, but truly neutral, because you have, in a neutral way, deemed that it was unacceptable. and had nothing to do with the other person. So their energy is not entangled in it, so that when you speak up, you're heard. You're not attacking. It's matter of fact, this is unacceptable. This sums up the practice, the acceptable, unacceptable practice that I referred to in the February 2020 Sedona Journal of Emergence. I write a monthly article called The Empath's Portal, and I channel the heart of the mother with teachings that are helpful and healing for empaths. I'd be open to any comments and questions. You can leave them on the page with the podcast. You can connect with me through my website at spiritheelonline.com. That's spiritheelonline.com. Blessings.